Why couldn't the unknown be more like Marx and Engels? They were uncompromising and stuck together through thick and thin, exile, excommunication, and starvation. And man, we're pretty 19th century for a website. I'd say the unknown is a product of the Enlightenment, at least as much enlightenment as postmodernism. It was all about the scientific man, collaborative man, decadent man. Marx and Engels were about immortality, different from celebrity. In fact, they hated their contemporaries and discredited them with the most snotty invective. No partying with Plimpton. They would have taken him to task for his liberal promotion of bland poetry through his organ, the Paris Review. We should have repudiated and excoriated Plimpton with the pertinacity and perspicacity of indefatigable troglodytes. Such as the time Fetterman went to a karaoke bar to denounce us and we didn't even show up because we were off blowing a hooter with our people and ego. Hypertext theorists have only interpreted hypertext in various ways. The point is to change it. Kicked out of the Midwest, constantly on the run from police and landlords, lodged like a bullet in the abdomen of the bourgeoisie. We should have dissolved the Alt-X International, disbanded Eastgate when it threatened to get out of our control, and sent each other money so we could write our masterworks. Because we are right and those other fuckers are all wrong. Sort of like Marx and Engels. Except Marx and Engels were a genius, towering like a genius among geniuses of the age of geniuses, and we are a rock band, like a mushroom cowering among geniuses in the age of post-genius. But we stuck together to write our epic of hypertext theory, and none of our kids died of malnutrition, and there's something to be said for that anyway. I always saw us as more of a Freud.